This is Kent Newsom. Welcome to the July 15th, 2006 edition of the Newsom .org Rancho Cast. Tonight we're doing the Joe Show. Those of you who read my blog know that I got Joe job this past week, which is some chicken shit maneuver that some nefarious person does where they send out tens or hundreds of thousands of spam and they make it look like it's from you. And so what happens is you get thousands and thousands, in my case, tens of thousands of rejected mail notices and nasty letters from people who think you're spamming them. And it also operates, if it's extensive enough, as a denial of service attack on your server, and it brings your server to a halt. That happened to me a couple nights ago. It's back to normal now for the time being, but it got me thinking about Joes, and so we're going to do the Joe Show tonight. Songs by guys named Joe. The first song's by a band called Joe West and the Sinners out of Santa Fe, New Mexico. It's called The Ballad of Terry McGovern, leading off the Joe Show here on the Newsom.org Rancho Cast.
Daylight.
Well, it's the middle of the summer now, and whenever it's summertime, we're hanging out at the beach or by the pool. I always like to listen to reggae. This summer is no exception. Probably my favorite reggae artist of all time is, of course, Peter Tosh. But one of my favorite bands of all time is Aswad. Highly recommend those records. But this is a song by a guy named Joe Higgs off of Fire on the Mountain Volume 1, which is a CD of reggae versions of Grateful Dead songs, which sounds like a bizarre mix, but then so did Reese Cups before somebody made them. So unless you've heard it, it's hard to imagine how good it sounds. But this is Joe Higgs doing a reggae cover of the first Grateful Dead song that I ever heard, Uncle John's Band, which many, many, many years ago I heard. And to say that it changed my musical direction would not be an understatement, because I became a rabid Grateful Dead fan from that moment and have been one ever since. And this is Joe Higgs doing Uncle John's Band reggae style here on The Joe Show on the Newsom.org Rancho Cast.
I have got me a violin. come along. Come along, come with me. He's come to take his children home.
Joe Higgs is a reggae performer from Kingston, Jamaica, like so many of the great reggae performers. His claim to fame, in addition to being a heck of a songwriter, is he was Bob Marley's guitar teacher. And I don't have any of Joe Higgs' records, but I understand he has some. They're hard to find. He died back in the late 90s. That's a good song. The record's good. I like a lot of it. I like most of the songs on there. The Grateful Dead being kind of a jam band, they really translate very well to reggae music. Wouldn't think they would, but once you've heard it, it really works. There's two volumes of Fire on the Mountain. I own both of them. They're both good. So if you like reggae music and you want something a little different, a little Grateful Dead reggae style, check it out. Well, you can't do a Joe show without doing something by Joe Cocker. So let's play something off his acclaimed 1970 record, Mad Dogs and Englishmen. This is a song called Space Captain. It's the 17th song on the version I have. And it's a fine song. It's a mighty fine piano. Here is Joe Cocker doing Space Captain here on the Joe Show edition of the Newsome.org Rancho Cast.
Matthew Moore's song. Remember the name? Matthew Moore's called Space Captain.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. That's what we're about.
That's very good of you, really.
One of the bands I used to listen to a lot growing up is a band called Chairman of the Board. Anybody who grew up in the Carolinas knows Chairman of the Board. Great beach music band, great live band, great dance band. And I bought their anthology a couple of years ago called Finders Keepers, and I highly recommend it. It's a great, great set of music. Good introduction to the good sound. They have a song called Men Are Getting Scarce, which I really liked a lot the first time I heard it, and I still do because it's different than a lot of their songs, which are upbeat, happy dance songs. It's an anti-war song. It's almost a protest song. It's just great, great sound. And I didn't know who wrote that song. I still don't, but I do know that Joe Tex, another guy who I like a lot, has a song called Men Are Getting Scarce. It was kind of a hit for him, and it sounds kind of the same, but the words are different. If you hear Chairman of the Board's version, it's very much of a protest song. And maybe it's just a rewritten song that sounds kind of similar. Maybe it's just a song with the same title that I think sounds alike. But I don't know which one came first, and I don't know if one was related to the other. But this is Joe Tex's version of Men Are Getting Scarce, which, while not a protest song and not quite as powerful as Chairman of the Board's version, is a good song in and of itself. Joe Tex doing Men Are Getting Scarce here on the Joe Show edition of the Newsome.org Rancho Cast.
Girls, listen. I want to pull your coach to something. Listen to this. Men are getting scarce, yeah. They're getting scarce as hens teeth, yeah. Men are getting scarce, girls. They're getting scarce as hens teeth, yeah. There used to be a time when a woman could get a man with just her charms. Now in order for a woman to get a man, she gotta take him, she gotta take him, she gotta take him, she gotta take him out of another woman's arms. Men are getting scared, scared. Oh, they're getting scared, scared. They're getting scarce as hens teeth. And that's mighty scarce. Listen to this. I was talking to this woman the other day. Now she said she was gonna quit her man cause he's got a raggedy cock. Can you get to that? Look here. Women are funny though. Every time a car's running good, they say, child, that's my car. Soon as it gets to running bad, she say, I don't want that old car, that's his car. Listen, she was silly me. She said the other day, she said, it runs hot, it burns all. This old car is beat and run down. The other day, the battery fell dead right in the heart of town. Embarrassing me. Well, let me tell you one thing, baby. You tell that man to get a tune-up on that car, get some new set of spark plugs, some brand new tires, and a new water pump, and you keep that man going. Let me tell you one thing right now. Men are getting scarce, girls. Oh, they're getting scarce, girls. Getting scarce as hens teeth. And that's mighty scarce. Holy Van, holy. Holy, holy. Holy Van, holy, holy, holy. Holy the man. Say, Miss Lady, now you just gonna sit there at that table and eat all the barbecue and ain't gonna give me none. Say what? Oh, not you again. Say, Leroy, here's this woman with them skinny legs again. She got a greasy mouth this time. Come on, baby, get this greasy mouth woman. She reminds me of them folks up in Navasota, Texas, eating barbecue and drinking red soda water on the 19th of June. Look here. Give me a piece of that barbecue and kiss me with your greasy mouth, say. Yeah, I was talking to this woman the other day. Now, here's a woman that was gonna quit her man because he wasn't making enough money on his job. Talking about how much tax Uncle Sam take out his money. She went on to say something like this. She said, they take tax and more tax, and he keep on taking that tax. Why he take so much money from my man? We ain't got enough to relax. Well, let me tell you one thing, baby. You let that man stay on that little Louisiana job, and let him keep bringing home that little set in the 250 every week. And you keep that man, cause Uncle Sam is gonna get his, baby. You need to worry about that. Men are getting scared.
Well, probably my most enduring favorite genre of music is alternative country. And it's funny. I like Americana, and I see a difference. Some people don't. I see a difference in Americana and alt country. Americana, I think of is kind of the Robert O'Keefe, a lot of the Texas people, Ray Wally Hubbard, Billy J. Shaver. The alt country is really more of a rock and roll sound that has country influences. And while I like them both, I've always been more of an alt country guy. One of the guys I like, who every record of his is not alt country, but his first couple were, this guy named Joe Henry. He was originally from North Carolina. Had a couple of records back in the early 90s where he was backed by the members of the Jayhawks, one of the finest alternative country bands ever. And this is a song called I Flew Over Our House Last Night off of his record Kindness of the World, doing a little alt country, getting back to where we like to be here on the Newsom.org Rancho Cast.
Are you sure you're all right? I flew over our house last night. I flew over our house last night. toss and turn as I roared out of sight. I flew over our house last night. I flew over our house last night.
Of course, that was a song written by Tom T. Hall, one of the greatest songwriters to ever put pen to paper. A lot of people have done some great covers. There's a tribute album to Tom T. Hall where I know Whiskey Town does an incredible version of I Hope It Rains at My Funeral. Other good songs on there as well. So check it out. But that was Joe Henry doing his cover of a Tom T. Hall song. Let's play another Joe. Joe Simon's a guy who I've always liked because he covers a lot of genres. He does songs that are very country influenced, and he does songs that are very soul influenced, very R&B. Let's pull one from deep in the vaults here. This is a song from the soundtrack for Cleopatra Jones from 1973. Pretty funky. Joe Simon taking his turn here on the Joe Show on this July 15th, 2006. Bye. Tamara Dobson had the leading role in Cleopatra Jones. I don't know if this is right or not, but I read tonight when I was researching this podcast that she has the Guinness Book of World Records record as the tallest leading lady in a film. She was apparently 6'2". And I don't know if that's right or not, but it's interesting trivia for you. I haven't seen Cleopatra Jones in a long time. It's a good movie. A lot of those 70, quote, blaxploitation, end quote, films were actually pretty good movies. She was a fashion model before she made films. Let's move on to another Joe from a different era. One of my other favorite genres is the alternative progressive rock from the early and mid-80s. Back when Elvis Costello first came on the scene, Joe Jackson, guys like that, Talk. I was in graduate school in Tennessee at the time and had more time listening to music and really found a bunch of good music I loved back then. Let's do one by Joe Jackson, live version of maybe his biggest hit, Is She Really Going Out With Him, which is something that every guy in the world has wondered on multiple occasions. It's always better to have somebody wondering that about you than you wondering it about somebody else. But anyhow, this is a live version of Joe Jackson's Is She Really Going Out With Him here on the Joe Show edition of the Newsom.org Rancho Cast.
Yeah.
Well, you can't do a Joe show without doing one by one of my other favorite Joes, Joe Ely. I've played a ton of stuff before off his first record, self-titled 1977 LP called Joe Ely. Let's do one from his 1978 record, Honky Tonk Masquerade. This song called Boxcar is written by his good friend and former bandmate in the Flatlanders, Butch Hancock. This is Joe Ely doing his version of Boxcars. The song has been covered by everybody from Rosie Flores to Joe Ely to Deborah McClinton and all kinds of people in between. Great record. This is from 1978's Honky Tonk Masquerade, Joe Ely doing Boxcars.
Gave all my money to the banker this month. I got no more money to spend. She smiled when she saw me coming through that door. When I left, she said, come back again. I watched them lonesome boxcar wheels turning down the tracks out of town. And it's on that lonesome railroad track I wanna lay my burden down. I was raised on the farm the first years of my life. Life was pretty good and safe. I'll probably live to be some ripe old age. Death will just stay out of my way. This world can take my money and time, but it sure can't take my soul. And I'm going down to the railroad tracks and watch them lonesome boxcars roll. There's some big old Buicks by the Baptist church, Cadillacs at the Church of Christ. I parked my camel by an old haystack. I'll be looking for that needle all night. There ain't gonna be no radio tires turning down the streets of gold. And I'm going down to the railroad tracks and watching lonesome boxcars.
Let's go old school and wrap it up with a blues song. Well, I haven't done that recently because I've been doing various themes and whatnot, but we have a theme tonight that works perfect for ending up with a blues song. Let's do a song by Big Joe Williams. Born in 1903 in Crawford, Mississippi, like many of the blues legends, migrated up to Chicago. He was a heck of a guitar player, heck of a brawler. Steve, we'll hear some mean guitar. Check out Big Joe Williams doing Razor Sharp Blues, wrapping up the Joe Show edition of the Newsom.org Rancho Cast.
You know my feet one more time, little girl. Kind of able to turn around. Song one shine, woman, bed in your bag, go someday. You know the song one shine, woman, bed in your bag, go someday. It may be tomorrow, the girl. And it may be way next May. Nobody know you.
No, they don't, Joe.
Lord, when y'all sick and down. Nobody know you. When y'all sick and down.
That's what I tell you. Show it on, Joe.
Yeah, it's Joe. You know they believe evil. Evil start coming around.
Why you think I get that on?
Come here, pretty mama. Tell daddy how you feel. Come here, baby. Tell daddy how you feel. I feel like some broke down angel. Ain't got no driving wheel.
In case you're wondering, that's some mean guitar he's playing there. I wish I could have seen more of those Blues Legends live. But those were some amazing shows. Well, that's it for the Joe Show edition of the Newsom.org Rancho Cast. This is Kent Newsom. Thanks for listening. Please tell your friends about us. I say it every week, but that's only because I mean it so much. Our podcast is coming along. You know, I got all kinds of people reading my blog, and I'm grateful for that. Thank you. Please keep doing it. I got a few people listening to the podcast. Our numbers are growing, but they're growing slower than our blog is growing. So tell your friends about us. Write a story about us. If you like what we're doing over here, help spread the word. Get our numbers up. Let's say a word about the music before we sign off. I'm a longtime musician and songwriter. These are low bitrate MP3s. I'm not trying to steal music from anybody. I'm trying to play music here you won't hear anywhere else. So maybe you'll go out and buy it at Amazon.com or your favorite music store. These records we played tonight are all available. Go get them. You'll like them. They're all good music by good artists. This is Kent Newsom. Once again, thank you very much for listening to this edition of the Newsom.org Rancho Cast. Please check us out at our blog, www.newsome.org. We'll see you next time. It's Kent Newsom signing off.